boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. Said the boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
Hello, we're here live, episode 18 of That Boy Benz. I am in my mom's kitchen. I told her to get in the room right here, so we got an interview, unfortunately. But I am Young Mantis. I know Joey's already shaking his head. What a son.
Poor mom.
Poor mother Mantis. I'm Young Mantis, the host of That Boy Benz. To my left, we got Colin, the Siberian Husky, the big dog in the house today. 6'3", 220.
Oh man, I'm like 240, 245 now.
That's a big dog. And our special guest, I mean, this guy, everyone knows him. If you're a competitive eater, if you love sports, you love watching athletes, you know this is one of the greatest athletes of all time. We got Joey Chestnut in the house.
Hey, great to be on with you again. Good to see you.
Thanks for joining, man. Last time we were together was the 2019 Shrimp Cocktail Contest during the Big Ten Championship in Indy.
How does it feel to have officially murdered Kobayashi?
Dude, exactly. I feel kind of bad. Exactly. I was kind of a dick to him, and I should have been nicer to him.
It's like World War II, USA.
Then I beat him, and then he never came back. Then I lost my biggest rival.
Yeah, that's always a good time.
From what I remember, I don't think it happened last year. Last year with COVID, it happened, did it?
Yeah, it wasn't a contest this last year. It was like kind of a charity event. So I ate in the restaurant, and they donated money. They actually, like for every bowl I ate, they ended up raising, people donated. So they raised like 20 grand for charity. So it's
20 bowls. Wow.
But I'm looking forward to next year. They have a competition and just blow it out of the water.
With the blow it out of the water.
I got to cut you off real quick. You said one of the greatest athletes of all time. In my opinion, it's not even a contest, man. Like he's the greatest damn athlete of all time. I mean, just sheer dominance. Like, anyway, yeah, I got that written down, Joey. First and foremost, greatest athlete of all time, hands down, right here in the notes. Carry on. Sorry.
I appreciate that, but in all honesty, like I didn't know this was gonna be my job until I was like 21. I was like, I my brother signed me up for my first contest, and then I fell in love with it. But I am dominant. But I think there's you look at Serena Williams, you look at some of these other athletes who they knew when they were a child, and then they're competing. I can't take anything away from them. They're beasts.
So with that being said, who are your top five greatest athletes of all time?
Ooh, oh my God. Oh, there's Jordan. I'm a big fan of Serena Williams. Uh-huh. I like Tom Brady's up there, but I don't know. And he proved it this year. It's him, and it wasn't Belichick.
It's not Belichick.
It's more him than Tom Brady's there. Who else do I love?
I had Usain Bolt in there too.
That's a good one.
He's a boss. And then Usain Bolt, Michael Phelps, those are the guys there's Jordan. I'm a big fan of Serena Williams. Uh-huh. I like Tom Brady's up there, but I don't know. And he proved it this year. It's him, and it wasn't Belichick.
It's not Belichick.
It's more him than Tom Brady's there. Who else do I love?
I had Usain Bolt in there too.
It's a good one.
He's a boss. And then Usain Bolt, Michael Phelps, those are the guys and I'm gonna get a little bit of flack for this one, but Lance Armstrong, he headed her to the bone. He did whatever it took to win. And when it counted on the big race, I have respect for him. Barry Bonds. People give me a hard time. Like I don't like they're like, oh, Barry Bonds and Lance Armstrong, the steroid era, but they were doing whatever it took to win. And other people were they were competing against. They were doing it too, I'm sure. But those guys are just the absolute pusher. They push.
I'll just say Lance Armstrong had one of the best cameos in the movie Dodgeball at the airport.
Yeah. he convinced him to come back.
One of the best motivational speeches of all time.
Yeah, I believe him. I think he came back from cancer, and I think he got a bum deal. They went back in time to catch him. Like if you're gonna catch somebody, catch him in the act, disqualify him. But you can't go back 7 years. That's like getting a speeding ticket for something you did 7 years ago. When you're doing something, when you're breaking rules, you gotta get caught in the act. There's a risk reward. I feel bad for him.
Have you ever got a speeding ticket before?
Oh yeah.
I'm glad I brought that up because there's a breaking news right here. Joey is actually moving to Carmel, Indiana here very soon. And Carmel is known for a few things: roundabouts, cops will try to eat for a speeding ticket 24/7, and also MILFs on deck.
Really?
Oh my god. Dude,
MILFs, huh? That's exciting.
Dude, they're, oh my god, it's like the rich moms are just like walking around ditch sporting goods with their husband's credit card. They're going to the meat market, they're going to Walmart. It's never a bad day we're in Carmel.
This is exciting stuff.
You're gonna love it.
Yeah, Joe, you're gonna like run into one of the moms at the market and they're gonna be like, yeah, so what do you do? And you're gonna be like, I eat food for a living, like I just dominate. And
I shove it down.
They're gonna be like, fuck the stockbroker, like give me this guy.
Usually if a girl recognizes me, there's something wrong with them. they're kind of crazy. But then they realize, oh, this guy gets paid to eat, and once they this guy has it together.
You're gonna be at what's that one steakhouse in Carmel? Prime 47. There's a little mini one there.
Oh, there's a pretty mini one there. Yeah. There's a bunch of little things there. I like that area. Then there's that cake place.
Cake bake.
I want to eat one of those big cakes. Yeah.
That's another thing. Cake bake. If you go there, you have to do like a filtered Instagram photo for your timeline. All the girls do it.
All the chicks do it.
Oh, it's unreal. I've never seen a girl not go cake bake just to like not take a photo. I don't know if they eat the food or not.
I've had the cake once. It's good. She does a good job.
Joey, what's it like when you're just like sitting down for dinner in the evening? Like, do you have to like maintain a level of like,
it's a battle. Like, yeah, if I start eating and I'm by myself, I'll cook way too much food. And if I'll eat everything in the fridge. I like going out with people because then I have an idea of like, all right, I have to eat what they eat because that's normal. Otherwise, if I go alone, if I go to dinner alone, like I'll go from one bar and get some food to another place and get some food. It's like I can't be left alone. So I have to make sure that I'm eating with normal people. Otherwise, I get carried away.
This is interesting because you're one of the fastest eaters in the world, and you can ask Colin contestants. I'm one of the slowest eaters in the world.
It's painful.
It's almost like you're neglecting the food. It comes out. You want to eat it warm. And it's like when people let their food cool down, it's like, what the hell? It's not as good as it was when it's fresh.
Yeah,
that's exactly what he did in college. Sorry to cut you off, but like in college, we'd be sitting there and we'd all, you know, sit down, make dinner, eat dinner. And I mean, hell, we'd be getting ready to go to bed and he would still be working on some salmon and broccoli and rice. And it's like, dude, that's got to be like damn near frozen.
Yeah, salmon, you can't eat that cold. It's nice when a roasted salmon, that's delicious. But you got to eat it fresh out of the oven. Yeah, like my girlfriend, she'll neglect her food. She was like, I'll steal it. She has to pick up the pace. Otherwise, it's gone.
There you go. Donate your leftovers of Joey and Carmel coming soon. I was watching your bait mat video. You ate 32 bait mats in about 35 minutes. I noticed that, first of all, I mean, that's a world record. So that's another one of your thousands of world records that you have. Second of all, I noticed that you use Uber Eats to order it. Now, I'm a DoorDasher in Carmel. You're moving to Carmel. If you do another challenge, you need a DoorDash. Let me know. I'll put it up for you.
You know, I've always done Uber. I just now it's like you get credits on one Uber, like regular Uber, then it goes Uber Eats.
Yeah.
It just makes sense. I've heard some people love DoorDash. Maybe I'll give it a go.
DoorDash is the best company in the world. I got a code for you, 50% off your first order.
All right, I'll do it.
Let's go. There we go. Never satisfied customer.
You're going to know that order's Joey's when you get it. You're going to be like, the hell?
Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving or?
So actually when I ordered those burgers, they came like super quick. And I was really surprised. And they usually when you order like a big order, they mess something up. They usually short you a little bit. Like, oh, they won't notice that it didn't include everything. But that one turned out all right.
So do you ever get tired of fast food joints from doing all these challenges?
You know, sometimes I love eating. And I love eating, like a big meal is fucking, it's delicious. It's amazing. It's like heaven. If it's a really good meal, I love eating it. Then I feel like I'm drunk afterwards. It's just all around. And then the people in the restaurant are happy. I get to make people happy by eating. It's crazy. But sometimes some of the restaurant challenges, they get, I wouldn't say lazy, but like the bun, if it's a big hamburger, sometimes it's like the bun has been sitting around for like 2 weeks. So it's a shitty bun. Or if it's a big hamburger, it's like they don't know how to season the meat. And it's hard to cook a big burger. It usually is pretty good, but sometimes it's just like, it's not fun when the food tastes like crap.
Have you done Bubs Burgers yet?
Moe's Burgers?
Bubs Burgers. It's in Carmel.
No, I haven't done it yet.
So they're known for it's pretty solid, but they got some like a burger like this size. They're known for like you finish eating your you get your photo on the wall and all that. But you eat four you got a life-size poster of yourself in the restaurant. But I mean, that's like the biggest like challenge in Colorado. Well,
I have to do it.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Where do we courtside for that?
One of the times I was in Kilroy's downtown.
The breadsticks.
Yeah, the breadsticks, they're delicious. And it's not even a challenge. I think I had to eat 20 or 25. And it was
Jesus.
And
I was
a fat boy having fun.
What's like the most painful challenge you've ever had? Like where you're sitting through and you're just like, I feel like I'm gonna fucking die right now.
Oh shit. So it was last year I did this thing for Mr. Beast on YouTube. He has like 40 million subscribers. So he invited me to, he made like one of the largest slices of pizza around. And his group of four guys challenged me to, four on one. And the pizza, it looked beautiful. There's a lot of cheese. But in order to make it that big, there was a lot of dough. And by the time we ate it, it was like fucking eating a yoga mat. It was hard. I think I was eating for almost an hour. And I ended up weighing at the end. I had to drink so much liquid to get it down. I weighed like 21 pounds. I consumed 21 pounds.
Oh my God.
It was, and I was sweating like a mother. And I just wanted to fall asleep and roll over afterwards. And it was just that was a rough one. That was the roughest challenge I've done. But I got it done.
I gotta say this, Joey. If it's offensive in any way, Lawson can cut it. But dude, you've got to have some hellacious shits.
Oh, they're fucking they're double flushers. They're coming out. But I had to learn about the body in order to like, so your whole digestive tract, your colon, can only shit so much at one time. So it's not all coming out at once. That there's different rounds, and that's one of the reasons why during contests I'm trying to drink water and make it, that's going to help things go through me quickly and help things settle and help because. If I eat a ton of food and don't have any liquid inside of me, you're going to be dehydrated and it's just going to sit in my stomach like a bag of sand. So I need to make sure I have enough liquid to digest everything. And it's keeping this weird balance. Like anything. You talk to anybody who pushes themselves, whether it's a football player, boxer, they're going in knowing that they're going to feel like shit the next day. That's when I started going and knowing, all right, accepting it, I was able to push myself harder.
I was reading how like you train by fasting. The supplements that you use is mostly milk, water, and protein supplements. Is that like protein like pills or just protein powder?
Yeah, I'll do a protein powder. That milk and water mix, it's a great way to get a huge stretch out of the stomach, and then it doesn't digest really quickly because you just drink water, it'll leave your stomach right away. Mm-hmm. The water with the milk, it just stays in your stomach. It's like it simulates a huge meal. And part of training your body to eat a lot is you have to eat. You have to get used to taking in a huge amount of food and digesting it. But if you do that a lot, you're gonna get fat. And if I get fat, I've done it. When I gain weight, then I start losing time. I can't push myself hard. So it's this weird balance I have to keep of being able to keep my body used to digesting a massive amount of food, but at the same time, being able to be healthy enough to do it within that 10-minute contest and be able to push myself hard. So I was talking to my doctor and she's like, well, the most important thing for doctors, like our patients eating and shitting. If they're eating and shitting, they're healthy. So one time I was training for a grilled cheese sandwich eating contest. And this was when I was still working construction and I was working in the trailer on a job site. So the night before I ate like 30 grilled cheese sandwiches. And then I went to the porta potty on the job site and I just dropped a massive fucking, it was amazing. It was like different colors. It was like a normal color. Then it went to like a fucking lighter color than a yellow. And on top of that, it was the porta potty and it hadn't been cleaned in a while. So it was like right on the top. It was like everybody could see it. And then I went back to work. And then at the end of the day, all the guys from the site came and were like, dude, we talked to everybody on the job site. It has to be you who dropped that turd. Everybody had been admiring it all day.
It was the turd bandit at work.
I saw some dude wolfing down 30 grilled cheeses in the trailer. It might have been him. Good Lord.
Most wanted photo in the break room, with just Joey's face on it.
It was. Oh my God. I don't miss. Yeah. The porta potties are gnarly.
I mean, hey, a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. I'll shit anywhere. Porta potties, airplanes, gas stations. But yeah, if you gotta go, I'll go.
I've destroyed some airplane bathrooms.
I think it's an interesting feeling being Have you ever pooped in a plane, Colin?
I think I have, but not. I wouldn't say I've ever destroyed one, but.
I've never destroyed one either, but I've let it rip here and there. Something about being 30,000 feet up in the air, just it hits different, you know, like the kids say these days.
One time I was after a contest, I got stuck in a middle seat, and I was like, oh. This is horse shit. So I just hung out in the bathroom the entire flight.
It was hot, and they tried to open it. It's like, oh, it's Joey and Edward.
Well, there were two of them, but so I just hung out in the bathroom, and even during landing, and the stewardess got mad at me. And then when I got off the plane, I said, I'm sick. I couldn't leave. And then, so there was a cop waiting for me. But after a contest, like I'm still sweating. I feel like garbage, and I just couldn't do the middle seat.
You've talked so much shit on this episode already. I'll do one more poop joke. Turn out Joe just questioned, like, do you often poop your pants after a contest, or just kind of out of nowhere, just a little drizzle?
I shit
myself. I'm 24. I'll admit it.
If you don't shit your pants once a year, you're not really living. So you have to be pushing yourself. You're living life too conservatively if you don't shit your pants once a year.
You really got to push yourself. That's a quote right there.
Only thing I'll chime in there is Joey's got an excuse, Austin. I don't really know what yours is.
Yeah, I mean, people, when they look at me, I mean, I can play any car, like the disabled car, the whatever car. So I put myself, I was like, oh, he doesn't know any better. He's just, you know. He's just a mantis.
People play it safe. Playing it safe isn't going to get you titles.
Hey, don't give me free parking, though, let me tell you. Well, that's funny. When I felt bad when I asked you for your jersey after you won the competition, people thought I was like a Make-A-Wish kid. So after I wore it, they're like clapping all happy for me. I'm like, no, I just asked them. Like, oh, you did it. I'm like,
no, it's 100 game worn jersey.
Was this
100 game worn jersey? It's up there somewhere.
I don't know. He's handicapped, so you owe it to him.
You want me to go grab it?
Yeah.
It's a mess, brother.
No, I just asked him. He's a cool guy.
Did I actually give it to you? That's the one I was wearing. It was all messy. Usually I don't take off my shirt because I'm too fat to show my belly in public.
This is it right here.
Oh, it is. Jeez.
Is that the one that you had sitting in the apartment in that bag for a long time? So he left it in like a fucking plastic bag sitting on the counter for I don't know how long. That thing had to have been molding over and shit. I'm surprised. You must have deep cleaned that.
We deep cleaned it like five washes in a row. I thought about framing it. I was like, I mean, I would just wear this anywhere. Why not? Shit.
That's good jersey.
Fellas, COVID sprain break is right around the corner. And you know what that means. Sprain break in your pants. Manscaped is here to ensure the party in your pants never stops. Manscaped has everything you need to make sure you're downstairs looking fresh this spring break. Whether it's a lawnmower 3.0, the perfect patch 3.0, crops cleaner, ball toner, ball deodorant, Manscaped has everything you need to keep your downstairs clean this spring break. Personally, I'd go with the Perfect Package 3.0. It's got everything you need for your balls. No cap. It's got the lawnmower 3.0, it's got a ball deodorant, it's got a ball toner, it's got a pair of underwear. It's literally the perfect package. I mean, the lawnmower 3.0 is waterproof too, so if you want to get a quick shaving in the ocean, by all means, let it rip. Don't ruin any vibes this spring break or upcoming summer with some peaking pubes coming out of your swimsuit. Use code BENTS for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. That is 20% off plus free shipping with the code BENT, B-E-N-T, like me, at manscaped.com. Say aloha to your new beautiful balls with Manscaped. Absolutely. When you come to Karma, we'll have you sign it after the Bubs challenge.
Yeah, I'll do the Bubs. I need to find all the good local bars over there.
Oh, so there's a place called Sunken.
Yeah, but there was the one right across the street.
So it's called, so a Sunken and the Goats. So the
Goats. Oh, Sun King. I've been to Sun King. Yeah, yeah. Sun King, they did a good job.
Yeah, they got a nice little location in Carmel, like right across the street, the Sun King is called the Goat's Tavern. It's such a little like kind of half outdoor, half indoor. But that's a really, really cool small little bar you'd like.
Carmel's a good spot to be. It's like, and I think it was rated like one of the safest places to live in like all of America. Like
number two, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I travel all the time, and so my house is left alone, and I'm not ragging California, but my shit's been broken into a couple times. Or is my car or my house, and it's a bummer. Carmel, it's attractive, it's really safe, and that looks good.
One of our segments is called Mating with Mantis. So, boys and girls, turn down the volume here. We asked all of our guests a question about me, a 24-year-old man who's made out with three girls, never had sex, none of that. We always ask our guests some advice on how to mate, you know, whether it's get inside the home plate, find the right girl, whatever it may be. Joey, you have a lot of experience of, you know, just getting the mission done consistently.
It's all a game of numbers. What is it, like Babe Ruth, he hit a lot of home runs, but he also struck out more than anybody. So you just got to keep putting yourself out there and be a little bit, try new things and try new scenes, try new jokes. What you think might be working for you might not be working for you. Try, even if you think it's working, and that's what I do for the eating contest. It's all trial and error for when I was practicing. And I try new things and see what works, what doesn't. And the girl I'm dating now, I joke with her like, hey man, I'm a really good boyfriend now. Every time I'm a boyfriend, I get a little bit better. So for my next girlfriend, I might be a really, really good boyfriend. You get better at things the more you do it. And you're not gonna get better if you don't put yourself out there.
And maybe cut your time it takes to eat a meal in half and you'll be all set. Hey Joey, I gotta bring something up. So we've got the Commissioner's Trophy in baseball. We've got the Lombardi. We've got the Green Jacket. We've got the Stanley Cup, yada, yada, yada. Carry on. It's all in like a tier B. And we've got this trophy called the motherfucking mustard belt.
Oh, that's bad boy.
Oh, yep. My God.
There she is. There she is.
This is sweet. They did a good job on it.
Dude, that is the greatest trophy in all sports, if you ask me. And I would say I've got pretty good, damn good opinion.
It's rad. It's, they knocked it out of the park. I got a bunch of them. 13,
right?
13, right? 13 time champion. Well, I lost a couple of them. One of my ex-girlfriends stole one, and fucking bitch.
Fucking excuse me.
Mystery of the missing mustard belt.
And then I went out with some friends, and we were drinking, and then we lost time. And we blacked out a little bit. We lost a belt.
So we had two missing belts. It's like the Avengers, like when they're missing the stones.
Yeah,
the gauntlet.
The lost one's a really bummer. I'm hoping I can get that back one day.
Wait, the lost one wasn't the one you beat Kobayashi in, was it?
No. The girlfriend has one of the ones with the Kobayashi years, which is a bummer. I had the first win. Yeah, the Kobayashi years, those are like the golden years. We were pushing each other hard.
4th of July rolls around. I mean, it's like clockwork, man. I mean, it's you're getting hammered with the boys. You know, grilling out with the family, and you're just, and it's sure is basically death and taxes at this point. Joey's raising the mustard belt in an hour's time, and you're going on with the day.
I could still lose. I lost in 2015. If my body's not cooperating, if I'm being lazy, being fat, I still have to work for it. I love it. I love that contest. I love that it's 4th of July is my favorite holiday. What I do is it's not serious. It's fun. Whether you're an old woman or a guy, or everybody can kind of relate to like pushing themselves with food. I'm super happy that I can be part of people's 4th of July. That George Shea, he does a really good job.
Is that his name?
Oh yeah, he's the MC, and he gets his introductions. He just talks me up so good. I can go out there and I can be eating absolute something terrible. He has me so amped up. He makes me push hard.
The Bruce Buffer of food competition right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bruce Buffer has it easy. He has everything does some stats. George Shea, he's a poet. He's awesome.
One year I saw you, I think you were rolling up in like a limo or something. Or is that
no, I don't think it was a limo. Kobayashi came in a limo one year and I beat his ass. Yeah.
There it is.
World War II, baby.
Next time he showed up in a golf cart.
One year, all right, so a couple of years, they fucking carry me on this throne. And so in the beginning, they're all fucking in unison. And then at the end, I can hear them like all fucking groaning. And it feels like they're going to drop me. Like, holy shit, I'm a little bit fat.
How are you going to pull up this year? What's your idea?
I'm just a working boy. I'm doing what I told. I'm just going there to eat. They give me a time and a place. I'll show up. And I'll put them down.
Just pull up on a city line bike and get off and just win it.
It'd be awesome to do a helicopter.
Oh, that would be a little Blackhawk.
Yeah.
Just